While some in New York City eagerly awaited Hillary Clinton's unsurprising social media announcement on Sunday that she's taking a second run at the presidency, others weren't very excited. Posters of a sinister black and white painting of Hillary Clinton lined the streets and hung from traffic lights in Brooklyn. That's where she established her campaign headquarters. Each poster had a different opinion of her candidacy, and none were too positive. Don't say calculating. Don't say entitled. Don't say polarizing. Don't say secretive. Those were the sayings on the posters. Meanwhile, New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, Clinton's one-time Senate race campaign manager, said he wants to know her vision for America before deciding whether to endorse her for president. Over the weekend, President Obama had strong words for Republican leaders defying him on the Iran deal. He singled out Arizona Senator John McCain, who suggested Secretary of State John Kerry was less trustworthy than Iran's supreme leader.
That's an indication of the degree to which partisanship has crossed all boundaries. And we're seeing this again and again. We saw it with the letter by the 47 senators. Who communicate directly to the supreme leader of Iran, the person that they say can't be trusted at all, warning him not to trust the United States government.
Obama was referring to the open letter in March by 47 Republican senators warning Iran about making an agreement with the U.S. And the president called out the Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky.
We have Mitch McConnell trying to tell the world, don't have confidence in the U.S. government's abilities to fulfill any climate change pledge that we might make. And now we have a senator suggesting that our Secretary of State is purposely misinterpreting the deal and giving the supreme leader of Iran the benefit of the doubt in the interpretations. You know, that's not how we're supposed to run foreign policy.
Obama gave the news conference at the end of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. There he had a successful, historic meeting with Cuba's leader, Raul Castro. Castro called on the U.S. to lift the embargo on his country and to return Guantanamo Bay, which he said was illegally occupied by U.S. military. While the two didn't agree on all fronts, Castro expressed admiration for Obama.
Admiro su origen humilde. Y pienso que su forma de ser obedece a ese origen humilde de él.
He said, in my opinion, Obama is an honest man. I admire him. I think his behavior has a lot to do with his humble background. And Obama urged leaders to look to the future and capitalize on the new chapter in U.S. relations with the region. He said his message to the Summit of the Americas is that the Cold War is over, that the way to lift up values the U.S. cares about is through persuasion. He said this is going to be the primary approach we take.
And so often, when we insert ourselves in ways that go beyond persuasion, it's counterproductive. It backfires. That's been part of our history, and which is why countries keep on trying to use us as an excuse for their own governance failures. Let's take away the excuse, and let's be clear that we're prepared to partner and engage with everybody to try to lift up opportunity and prosperity and security for people in the region.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Authorities have released a video showing another black man killed at the hands of police. This time it was a man running away from police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 44-year-old Eric Harris is shown being tackled to the ground by Deputy Robert Bates.
Roll on your stomach. Now.
The deputy said, "Oh, I shot him. I'm sorry." Authorities said the officer meant to use his stun gun. Harris was treated by medics at the scene and eventually died in a Tulsa hospital. The Tulsa investigator said the deputy was a victim of a high-stress phenomenon. Results of the investigation were turned over to prosecutors who will decide whether to file criminal charges. No word yet from Harris's family. A video purports to show Islamic State militants bombing ruins in the ancient Iraqi city of Nimrud, which dates back to the 13th century BC. The video shows militants using sledgehammers, jackhammers, and saws to take down huge alabaster reliefs depicting Assyrian deities. The bulldozer brings down walls while militants fill barrels with explosives and destroy areas of the site. Militants have been destroying ancient relics they say promote idolatry that violate their fundamentalist interpretation of Islamic law. The attacks have horrified archaeologists. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon called the destruction of Nimrud a war crime. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.